You're with SBS Radio.
Telah terbukti bahwa air laut dapat menyegarkan jiwa dan juga memperbaiki kesehatan Anda. Berikut ini adalah beberapa hal yang perlu diingat sebelum Anda menantang diri untuk berenang di laut. Segmen khusus Viva berikut ini pendengar disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Stuart Allen yang berusia 53 tahun mulai berenang di laut hampir 30 tahun yang lalu ketika dirinya memutuskan untuk melakukan triathlon. Sejak itu ia menikmati kebebasan dan juga sensasi dari berenang di laut.
It's hard to describe. It's really just a feeling of well-being from being in the surf and in the open water and with the elements. And that applies whether it's a magical, perfect day with not a ripple on the ocean and, you know, sunshine beating down on you, or whether it's a really iffy weather day where it might be raining or there's a storm blowing. It's a very invigorating feeling, getting in the open water. And then that time afterwards, you very much feel alive.
Dr. Sergio Diaz Alvarez adalah direktur bagian obat di Maitland dan Kuri-Kuri Hospital di Newcastle. Dirinya mengatakan, penelitian menunjukkan bahwa berendam di air laut memiliki beragam keuntungan bagi kesehatan.
One is from the temperature of the water, and that often has some relative improvements in immunity. White cell counts increase when you're exposed to cold water, and you have some improvements in parasympathetic nerve function, which is the sort of nervous system that controls your organs. The water itself can help to improve certain skin conditions because water is very rich in minerals, and those minerals help to seal the skin. And in things like psoriasis, which is a skin disorder where people get plaque development on their skin, or eczema, which can cause some breakdown in the skin.
Dr. Diaz Alvarez menjelaskan bahwa berlatih di lautan dapat memberi keuntungan bagi mereka yang berusia lebih tua yang memiliki kemungkinan terkena penyakit kardiovaskular seiring dengan bertambahnya usia. Dirinya menyarankan untuk melakukan konsultasi dengan dokter Anda guna mengetahui adanya resiko sebelum memulai rezim pelatihan yang baru.
So in order to determine how much exercise you should do, what I always recommend my patients is that they grade it. So if they've never done exercise during the first 2 to 4 weeks, they just do gentle exercise within the limits of their capacity. And then as they get fitter and fitter, they will be able to do longer and longer periods, and the intensity can also be increased. And there's a direct correlation between the amount of exercise you do, whether it's in the water or outside of the water, and your cardiovascular health.
National Coastal Safety Report di tahun 2018, pendengar, mendapati bahwa 64% dari kaum dewasa Australia tidak mampu berenang 50 meter tanpa henti di laut. Sementara itu, 45% tidak dapat berenang atau merupakan perenang yang lemah di lautan. Ellen memperhatikan bahwa bahkan para perenang yang berpengalaman di kolam pun masih bisa panik ketika mereka berenang di laut terbuka.
Where we swim on the Gold Coast, obviously you've got to get out through the break, and that varies from day to day. Some days that break can be quite heavy. For an inexperienced swimmer, that can be very daunting. People of average fitness are fine as long as they can stay relaxed and confident. If they are quite anxious, then they'll fatigue very quickly.
10-year National Study of Overseas-Born Drowning Deaths yang diterbitkan oleh Royal Life Saving tahun ini mendapati bahwa mereka yang lahir di luar negeri menyumbang 1 dari 4 kematian akibat tenggelam di Australia. Presiden dari Gold Coast Open Water Swimming Club, Steve Cornelius, meyakini bahwa hal itu disebabkan karena mereka tidak mengenal teknik yang diperlukan untuk berenang di perairan bebas.
A lot of people that are new to the country haven't got the swimming strength background, and I have found that, you know, I've got a Japanese lady there that's in her 40s. It took her 6 goes to actually get out past the wave zone because she didn't know how to duck dive, which is one of the skills you need to get under a wave.
Stuart Allen merekomendasikan agar para perenang yang belum terbiasa dengan lautan untuk bergabung dengan satu klub guna memperoleh dukungan dan juga pertemanan. Dirinya tergabung dalam Gold Coast Open Water Swimming Club yang dijalankan oleh Steve Cornelius yang berkumpul setiap hari Sabtu untuk berenang di pantai Kurawa.
on the Gold Coast, we have lifeguard towers, and they're roughly 500 metres apart. So we'll swim 500 metres between the lifeguard towers, and then everybody will regroup so that people aren't swimming on their own for very long, if at all. Once everybody's regrouped, we'll swim another 500 metres, and people can then opt out at a kilometre or a kilometre and a half or 2Ks, 2.5 is probably as far as we go. It's a matter of biting off those little bits and getting started in a way that you're comfortable with. And that, to me, is the big thing about ocean swimming. It's fantastic to be out there, but you need to be relaxed to be enjoying it.
Dr. Meredith Kempy adalah manajer perencanaan dan resiko dari Beach Watch Program di New South Wales Office of Environment and Heritage. Dirinya memperingatkan agar para perenang tidak berenang di laut setelah terjadi hujan lebat guna menghindari air tercemar yang berasal dari storm water system. Mereka yang berusia lebih tua, yang memiliki sistem imun yang lebih lemah, beresiko lebih tinggi untuk terkena penyakit dikarenakan infeksi bakteri.
What we find is that after heavy rain, there is an increased risk of contracting illnesses like gastroenteritis and ear, eye and throat infections.
Dr. Kempy menyarankan untuk menghindari air laut setidaknya 1 hari setelah hujan lebat dan hingga 3 hari untuk wilayah pelabuhan. Anda dapat melakukan pemeriksaan secara visual atau masuk ke website pengawasan air laut lokal tempat Anda berada guna memutuskan akankah Anda pergi berenang.
And these are things like discolored water, whether there's any odor or oil or scum in the water, as well as any sort of litter which may have been washed in.
Beberapa orang mungkin beranggapan bahwa ancaman bahaya terbesar dari berenang di laut terbuka Australia adalah gigitan hiu. Tetapi, berdasarkan Surf Life Saving Australia, robekan aruslah yang sebenarnya menjadi bahaya utama menyebabkan rata-rata 19 korban meninggal per tahunnya. Cornelius menyarankan untuk selalu berenang di antara tanda bendera yang dipasang di wilayah yang tidak memiliki robekan arus.
And a rip is a area of the coastline where the water is going out more so than coming in. So therefore, swimming into the shoreline in a rip area is very, very difficult, where a lot of people just can't do it. So that's why we look for the flag area to swim in, because we know that the water is not trying to carry us out to sea. We can go into sea without that interference.
Kondisi laut dan juga cuaca yang selalu berubah, pendengar, berarti bahwa aktivitas berenang di laut Anda tidaklah pernah sama. Daya pandang juga beragam dari waktu ke waktu.
Because of the swell, because of the way the sweep travels and the size of the waves and just the general, you know, wind conditions and weather conditions, it can be a different swim every time, even though you're swimming the same stretch of beach. Some days you can see 20, 30 metres around you whilst you're swimming, and it just looks glorious, and it is a good environment to be in. And other days you can't see more than your hand in front of your face.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.